Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, chavarim, shalom, Messiah, Erev Tov, good evening, right here for the third day of the seven, the third day of the Shavuot, the strong right here for the Rastafari podcast, the Tuesday podcast, the T to T, a.k.a. Testify Tuesday here. We have the 17th, the sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, Yitro, or Jethro right here, and here we also have a little Yeter or Yitro, a surplus, the name. We'll get into the metaphysics of the name, Jethro, Yitro, right here. But here we have a little overflow, a little surplus here. Today's daily psalm, according to royal order, is Psalm 14. But we have the previous midrash, it's little, but it's talua tinishkin tilikno, that we'd like to share right here on Psalm 38. But first, this right here, yes, I calling, give thanks, brothers and sisters, for tuning in here to the Rastafari podcast, the LOJ, Lion of Judah social, right here, Rastafari.
I'm going to testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor leasavor leasavor leasavor
leasavor leasavor leasavor leasavor. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Hear the good news of the King of Kings. Kadamai Hadakalase, I and I, Doni Aibsha, Rastafari for all nations here. Rastafari here, we're on the Tuesday here. We're at the third day of the Shavua. Now, on the first day, according to the royal order, we have Psalm 38. We have a surplus right here with today's daily psalm. And the psalms in this Shavua, in this seven, they all link together in the higher heights. So here we're going to study to show ourselves approved, have a surplus right here. That was the psalm, right? The psalm for the evening psalm for Tuesday. We had Psalm 82, right, for the evening psalm. So here to also ride up right here, and let's just segue and cheer right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Calling. Don't want to miss this right here. Today's daily psalm and the link with the new covenant in today's daily psalm, plus the missing verses as well.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords. Conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is thee, his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bless them.
For thou shalt inherit all nations. That's the Tuesday evening Psalm 82. Right here, the good news of the King of Kings to all nations.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
And so here with the surplus right here, going to get into the metaphysics of the name Jethro. Jethro, Yetter, the root is Yetter, and the Hebrew has a sense of more and surplus, like abundance, you know, abundance, like an overflow. So right here, we got an overflow right here in this 17th sabbatical study, strong right here for the third day. Testified Tuesday, just to reflect and also connect right here the irritical, the spiritual meaning right here for us, connecting with the Torah reading and feeding right here. It's a reminder. Yes, I run the ball.
Psalm 38.
Mizmor lamet het, mizmor le David laskir, 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 laskir.
O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath.
Adonai, Adonai, al bekets pecha tochicheni, 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 tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyassereni, 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 teyassereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me. In me.
Kihitzecha nihatuvi, hatuvi, hatuvi.
And thy hand presseth me sore,
presseth me sore, presseth
alai, me sore. Yadecha, yadecha, yadecha.
There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as in heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. My salvation, my salvation, my salvation, my salvation, my salvation, my salvation.
I'm going to testify.
Celestia is a master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. That's a far right power overthrow them, yeah.
We're here for the Yetta, the Yota. Here for the overflow right here, here, here. The Midrash Lickle, but Talua small, but very great, very important as it connects here with the theme in this Shavua, in this sabbatical straw.
Welcome to Blackboard Jungle. So don't you fumble, just be humble.
Here, Shema Yisrael, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, Mizmor Ledawid, Lehazakir, Yahuwah, Allah Be'kezibika, Toki Chayni, Uwa Bachimateka, Te'yatsarein, Kiyachitzek, Nia Hatua B. Watia ne Hat Alayadeka. A song of David to bring suffering to remembrance. O Yahweh, O Jehovah, rebuke me, rebuke I not in thy wrath, neither neither chasten me, chasten I in thy hot displeasure. Allah big as the Bika, Toki Haini, Ua Bach Mateka, Teyasareini. A psalm of David, Mizmor Le Dawi, to bring suffering to remembrance. Le Hazkir, Hazkir, O Yahweh, Jehovah, rebuke I not in thy wrath, Yahweh alabik etzibika, toki chayni, neither chasten I in thy hot displeasure, neither chasten me in thy wrath, ua bach matika teyasareini. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yirmiyahu. Ermes, Jeremiah 10:24. Yahweh Jehovah, chasten me only in measure, not in thine anger, lest thou the eye bring me to nothing, to naught. It is not written here, O Lord, chasten me in measure, but Yahweh Jehovah, chasten me only in measure. That is Yahweh Jehovah, Lord, chasten me only with moderate punishments. So too it is written and Mishlei Shlomo and the Proverbs, Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son that there be hope. Chasten, discipline thy son that there be hope. Yaser b'incha tiyesh tikwa. Chasten thy son, Yaser b'incha, for there is hope. Ki yesh tikwa, while there is still hope. Ki yesh tikwa. This is as if to say, chasten him, but not to death. Not to death. Take care that in chastening, in disciplining, thou dost not destroy him. Wela himito alatisa nafsheka, only set not thy heart on his destruction. Wela himito alatisa nafsheka, and to the killing of him lift not up thy soul. Wela himito, and to the killing of him, al tisa nasheka, lift not up thy soul. Hence, here, David said, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Ala be'ketzipika tokicheini, rebuke I not in thy wrath. A rebuke is good. It is said in Mashal and Proverbs, in Proverbs 3 and 12, whom Yahuwah loveth, he rebuketh. Ki et asher ye ehavi Yahuwah yokiyach, for whom Jehovah loveth, he correcteth. Kiet asher ye ehab Yahuwah yokiyach, whom Jehovah loveth, he rebuketh. But only when the rebuke is not given in wrath. Therefore David said, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Yahuwah alabik atipika tokheini. He also said, chastisement is good, as scripture says, even in Psalm 94, verse 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord. Ashrei hagever asher tiyasarenu yah. Happy is the man whom thou instructest, whom thou chastenest, Jah. Ashrei hagever asher tiyasarenu yah. Happy is the man whom thou chastenest. But I cannot long suffer it. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, Ribon Shel Olam, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, I have sinned, and thou art angry. And so I are not saved, as it is said even in Isaiah, in Isaiah 64 and 4, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned, in them have we been of long time, and shall we be saved? Subdue I and I, little by little, subdue us, little by little, as it is written, even in Micah 7 and 19, he will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, as he subdues our iniquities. Hence, here it is said, O Lord Yahweh Jehovah, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy heart displeasure. Yahweh alabik et zepikah tokichayni uabachematika teyasareini.
A weaver, when he is sure that the frame stands fast, goes ahead with vigor. But when he is sure that the frame does not stand fast, does not strike with vigor, I are the web, and thou, the eye, art the weaver. I cannot endure thy wrath or hot displeasure. As scripture says, even in Psalm 6, verse 3, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. Chaneni Yahweh ki umlal ani. Be gracious to me, O Jehovah, for I languish away. Chaneni Yahweh ki umlal ani. Be gracious, have mercy upon I, O Jehovah, for I am weak, for I languish. Ki umlal ani. For if thou, the eye, art up on me, upon me, upon I, with hot displeasure or wrath, I shall die at once. And as it's written in Psalm 30, verse 10, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Mahabeta bi tami bi riti illa shahat. What profit is there in my blood? Mahabeta bi tami, when I shall go down to the pit? He who is not skilled in giving lashes, after binding a man, strikes him upon the head or between the eyes with a stick. But he who is skilled in giving lashes, after binding a man, strikes him upon the back, not upon the head or between the eyes, in order not to blind the man's eyes. He strikes him upon a part of the body where there is no danger. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Zechariah 13 and 6. What are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. What are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. That is, if one be asked, what are these wounds between my hands? He will answer, they are the result of being befriended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the result of being befriended by the Holy One. Blessed be He. Ein metom bia bisari mipnei za'emeka. Ein shalom ba it amai mipnei chatati. Kia evonotaya abrua roshi kmasa chabeda yekputua mi ben mi meni. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine indignation. Ein mitom bia besaria mipnea zaimeka. Neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. Ein shalom ba it's amaya mipnea chatati. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me, for I. Kia evonotaya avru roshi. For mine iniquities are gone over roshi, my head, my ras. Kia evonotaya avru roshi. K'masa kaved yikibdua mimen. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. The B'nai Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, used to say, according to Ezra 9 and 6, our iniquities are increased over our head. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac told a parable, a mashal, of a man with a burden on Rosho, on his ras, on his head, who was crossing the river, his feet sinking deep in the water. He was told, put the burden away from thee, and thou wilt be able to lift up thy feet. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, likewise, the Holy One, blessed be he, ask Israel, wherefore, why do you say, according to the words of Isaiah 55 and 7, for mine iniquities are gone over, according to the words of today's daily psalm, compared with the words of Isaiah, wherefore do you say, for mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden, they are too heavy, they are too heavy for me. Kia e onotaya abru roshi kumasa kaveda yikubdua meni. And in Yeshaya, Isaiah 55 and 7, make the wicked forsake his way. Make the ratchet forsake his way. That is, put away your evil deeds, and I shall have mercy upon you. As scripture goes on to say, make him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Rav Chanina Bar Papa said, according to the words of Psalm 40 and 6, many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us, to I and I, to us word. Rabota osita ata Yahweh Elhai nifloteka ua machashivoteka eleinu. Many, O Jehovah my God, Yahweh Elohai, many are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. Rabota osita ata Yahweh Elohai, and thy thoughts that are to us word. Nifloteka ua machashivoteka eleinu. Many, rabot, many were all the wondrous works and thoughts, nifloteka u machashivoteka, that thou, Ata, didst conceive to make Abraham choose the yoke of the kingdoms for himself. The words to us word, towards us, eleinu, eleinu, to us were, they show that he did so for our sake, that we, that I and I might endure in this world. Rav Shimon Bar Papa, Simeon Bar Abba, Rav Shimon Bar Abba, taught in the name of Rav Yohanan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, let made Abraham see four things, Torah, the yoke of the kingdoms, Gehenna, and offerings of Torah, of the Torah, the direction, instructions. It is written, even in Bereshit, Genesis 15, verse 17, a torch of fire. And elsewhere in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 23 and 29, is not my word like as fire? Torch means Torah. Torch means Torah. As in the words from Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. All the people perceived the thunderings and the torches of Gehenna. It is written even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 17. Behold, a smoking furnace. By that is meant Gehenna, as in the words from Malachi 3 and 10, Malachi 3, verse 10. Behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace of offerings. It is said even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 9. Take I a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, of the yoke of the kingdoms. It is written even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 12, lo, a dread, even a great darkness fell upon him.
מזמור ל"ח, מזמור לדוד להזכיר.
O Lord,
Adonai,
rebuke me not in thy wrath, my wrath.
Adonai, אל בקצפך תוכיחני.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyachsereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me.
Yichitzecha lihatu.
And thy hand presseth me sore.
Alai yadecha.
There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
מזמור ל"ח, מזמור לדוד, להזכיר, 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 להזכיר,
להזכיר. O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai, Adonai,
rebuke me not in thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath.
Adonai, Adonai, אל בקצפך תוכיחני.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyachsereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me, in me.
Vichitzecha nihatu vichatu vichatu.
And thy hand presseth me sore,
presseth me sore, presseth me sore.
There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble, sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation, 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 my salvation.
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 38.
Psalm 38. That was two outro remixes right there. Like the second one, you know, I think it really flowed with the psalm, the essence of it. Today's daily psalm we have is 14, the 14th psalm. Now, there's some missing verses in Psalm 14 that obviously was known back in even the first century time, the time of Yeshua HaMoshiach, because Paul, Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3, he is quoting today's daily psalm, but with some additional verses that we don't find in the English and in some of the Hebrew manuscripts. We don't find it either, but we do find it in the Ethiopic and the Royal Amharic. So we're going to ride up with that as well. And here with the third day of this Shavua, here we are in the 17th sabbatical. This would be the Shavua Jethro, Yitro, Yota. Like to ride up with that as well. We have the third day Aliyah right here, but we wasn't able to touch on the first and second, so we'd like to share that right here before moving onward and upward. So right here for this sabbatical study,
this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
So here, and just catching up with this 17th sabbatical study right here at the third day of the Shavua here for the T2T Testify Tuesday. Here, the first, second, and the third Aliyot right here, so we can give ear, a bite-sized portion. Aliyah day. People said chapter day, Aliyah day, sabbatically speaking. So right here. Yes, sir.
And here. Here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah. First up offering up here for this Shabbat. Shabbat, Sabbath, Jethro. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 18, redemption, third item, experience, leaning on the arm of flesh. Here picking up with the Sefer Shemot. And here, Shema Yisrael, for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, first up offering up here for this Shabbat, Sabbath, Jethro. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 18. Redemption, third item, experience, leaning on the arm of flesh. Here, picking up the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot. Exodus chapter 18, Hebrew first words here. V'shem ha'av v'hadein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Vayishma'a Yitro, Kohen Midian, Chotein Moshe, Eit Kol Asher Asa Elohim, Le Moshe, Ula Yisrael Ammo, Ki Yahotzi Hova, Eta Yisrael Mimitzrayim. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that Elohim, the true good, the true God, had done for Moshe, for Moses, and for Yisrael, for Israel, his people, and that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had brought Yisrael mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Vayishma'a Yitro, and he heard Yitro, and Yitro, Jethro heard. Vayishma'a Yitro. Kohen Midian Choten Moshe, the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of the Choten Moshe, Eit Kol Asher Asa Elohim. All that Elohim had done, le Moshe, for Moses, u le Israel, amo, and for Israel, for Israel, amo, his people. How Yahweh Jehovah had brought, had exodus, Yahweh, to Israel, Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Then Yitro, Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moshe's wife, Eshet Moshe, Moshe's Eshet Orset, after he had sent her back, after he had sent her, and her two sons, of whom the name of the one was Gershon, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. Ki amar gera. Hayiti be'eretza nakriya. And the name of the other, Eliezer. And the name of the other, Eliezer. Kia Elohe Ari be'ezri. Wayatzeleini me'chereb paro. For the Elohim of my father, Elohe Ari. For the Elohim of my father, said he was, mine help, bi'ezri, in my help, bi'ezri, and delivered, and I livered, wayatzeleini, and had delivered, had snatched I, delivered I, wayatzeleini, me chereb paro, from the sword, the chereb of paro, and Yitro and Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife, Ishto or Seto, with his orset to Moshe, Bamidbar, into the wilderness, where he encamped at the mount of Elohim, at Har HaElohim. And he said to Moshe, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, Yitro, am come to thee, I, and Ishteka, and the I, Ishet, Eshet, Orset, the I wife, and her two sons with her. And Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance, bowed and kissed him. And they asked each other of their shalom, of their welfare. And they came into the tent. And Moshe and Moses told his father-in-law all that Yahweh, that Jehovah, had done to Paro and to the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, for Israel's sake. And all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and Yahweh, how Jehovah delivered, I delivered them. Vayesapera Moshe lechotno et kol asher asah Yahweh lefaro ula mitraim ala odot Yisrael et kol hatala'a asher mitzatam ba derek. Wayatzelim, Yahweh, and Yitro and Jethro rejoice for all the goodness Yahweh had done to Israel, to Israel, whom he had delivered, I delivered out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, the Egyptians, the Egyptians, the Egyptians. Why had Yitro al kol ha-Torah asher asah Yahweh le-Yisrael asher hi silo miyad Mitzrayim. Now, and Jethro and Yitro, and Yitro said, blessed be Yahweh Jehovah, who has delivered, I delivered you, snatched you, delivered you out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Paro, out of the hand of Faro, Pharaoh, the great house, who has delivered, I delivered Ha'am, the people, from under the hand, from under the yard of the Mitzrayim. Now, I know that Yahweh, that Jehovah, greater than all gods, than all Elohim. For in the thing, in the thing wherein they dealt proudly,
he was above them.
Vayomer Yitro Baruch Yahuwah. Asher hitzil etkem miyad mitzrayim u miyad paro asher hitzil et ha'am miya tachata yada mitzrayim ata yadaeti yakiya gadoli hoa mikol ha'elohim ki badavar asher zado elehem. And Yitro said, and Jethro said, Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch Yahuwah, blessed be Jehovah, Baruch Yahuwah, Asher Hitzil Etkem Miyada Mitzrayim, blessed be he who be who he be, who have snatched you out of the hand, out of the yard of the Mitzrayim. Baruch Yahuwah, Asher hitzil etkem miyad Mitzrayim, miyad paro, and out of the yard of paro, out of the hand of Pharaoh, out of the hand of the great house. Asher hitzil et ha'am, mi tachata yad mitraim, who hath delivered, I delivered ha'am, who has snatched, delivered the people. Asher hitzil et ha'am, mi tachat, from under, mi tachat yad mitraim, from under the hand of the mitraim. Ata yada'iti, now I know. Ata yada'iti. Ata yadaeti, now I know. Ata yadaeti yakiya gadoli Yahuwah. Now I know that Jehovah is greater mi kol ha'elohim than all the Elohim, than all the natures, than all the Elohim. Mi kol ha'elohim. Badavara. Asher zadu elehem, yea, for that they dealt proudly against them. Ki for vadavar, by the word Asher, that which yadu elehem, for that they dealt proudly against them,
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 against them.
For in the thing, for in the word, ki vadavar, vadavar, ki vadavar, asher zadu elehem. For in the davar, the word, in the thing, for in the thing, ki vadavar, for in the thing, the word, wherein they dealt proudly. Ki vadavar asher zadu elehem,
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 elehem, elehem. Above them he was, above them. Now, Yitro, Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for Elohim, Lelohim, and Aharon, and Aaron came, and all the Ziknei Yisrael, all the elders of Yisrael, to eat bread with Moshe's father-in-law, Lifnei HaElohim, before the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Netch of Netches. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayikach Yitro, Choten Moshe, Ola, Uazevachim Lelohim, Wayavo, Aharon, Wekola, Zikne Yisrael, Le Ekola Lechem, Im Chotein, Moshe, Lifne Ha Elohim, and Yitro, and Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Wayikach Yitro, and he took Yitro, and Jethro took Wayikach Yitro, Chotein Moshe, Moses' chotein, the chotein of Moshe, Moses' father-in-law, Ola, a burnt offering, a holocaust offering, an ascension offering, Ola, U Zibachim, and sacrifices, U Zavachim, Lelohim, for Elohim, the true good, the true God, Wayavo Aharon, and Aaron came. Wayabo Aharon and Aaron came, Wakola Zikne Yisrael and all the Zikne of Yisrael, the elders of Israel, Le Ekol Lechem, to eat bread. Le Ekol Lechem, to eat bread, Aim Chotein Moshe, with Moses' Chotein, with Moses' father-in-law, Lifne ha Elohim, for the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, Trinity. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevio Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the second. Aliyah. Offering up. Second ascension here, the second reading here for this Shabbat Yitro. Sabbath, Jethro. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 18 here at verse 13 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second of offering up here for this Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge Ha'am, the people, and Ha'am and the people stood by Moses from the morning to the evening. Wayehi mi machorata wayesheva Moshe lishpot et Ha'am. Waya emoda ha'am al Moshe min ha'boker adaha arav. And it came to pass, Wayehi, and it came to pass on the morrow, Wayehi, mi macharat, Wayehi, mi macharat, and it came to pass on the morrow, Wayeshev, that Moses sat, Wayeshev Moshe Lishpot, that Moses sat to judge et Ha'am, the people. Wayeshev Moshe Lishpot et Ha'am. Wayaemod Ha'am. And the people stood. Vayaemod Ha'am, and the people stood. Alam Moshe stood about Moses. Mi nahaboker, from the boker, from the morning, min haboker adaha arav, from the morning to the evening, the evening. And when Moshe's chotein, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to Ha'am, to the people, he said, What this thing that thou doest to Ha'am? Why sittest thou thyself alone, all one, and all Ha'am, the people, stand by thee from morning to even. Wayare'e choteina Moshe et kol asher hu oseh la'am. Wayomer ma hadavar hazeh asher ata oseh la'am. Madua ata Yosheva levadeka, we call Ha'am, Mitzava, Aleka, Minabok, Erra Ad Areva. And when Moses' Chotein, father-in-law, saw Wayare'e Chotein Moshe, all that he did to the people, Eitakol Asherahu, Ose La'am, he said, Wayomer, Ma, Hadavar Hazeh, what is this thing? What is this word? What is this matter? What is this thing? Ma, Hadavar Hazeh, Asher Ata, Oseh La'am, that thou, the I, male, doest to the people. Asher Ata Ose La'am. Madu'a, 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 Madu'a. Why? Madu'a Ata. Why the I? Madu'a Ata Yoshev Le'vadeka. Why sittest thou thyself Le'vadeka by thyself alone? Le'vadeka. We call Ha'am Nitzav Aleka, and all the people, and all the people stand about thee. I mean Boker from morning Ad Arev, to the Arev, to the Arev, to the even, to the evening. And Moshe said to his father-in-law, said to Chotno, said to Chotno, his father-in-law, because the people, Ha'am, come to me, come to I, to inquire of Elohim. Vayomer Moshe le'chotno, ki yavo elai Ha'am, lidrosh Elohim. And Moses said to his chotno, his father-in-law, Vayomer Moshe le'chotno, ki yavo, because coming Eli to I, Ha'am, because the people come to I, Kia Yavo, Eli, Ha'am, Lidrosh Elohim, to inquire, Lidrosh, to seek, to inquire, Lidrosh Elohim, of the true good, of the true God. When they have a matter, they come to me, they come to I, and I judge between one and another, and I do make know the statutes of Ha Elohim, Eta Chukei Ha Elohim, and his laws, Ve'eta Torotayo. And Moshe's father-in-law Chotain said to him, the thing that thou doest, not good. Vayomer Chotain Moshe Elayo, lot of, hadavar, asher ata oseh, the davar, the matter, the word that thou doest is lot of, not good, lot of, hadavar, asher ata oseh. Thou will surely wear away, both thou, the I, and this people, that with the I, for this thing, too heavy for the I, thou art not able to perform it thyself, alone. Hearken now to my voice. I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with the eye. Be thou for the people to Elohim word, that thou, the eye, mayest bring the causes to Elohim, to Ha Elohim. Lotov hadavar rasha ata oseh, not good the thing that the eye doeth. Navola pivola Gamata gam ha'am haze asher imach ki kaved mimka ki kaved mimka, too heavy for the eye, hadavar lo tukala esehu levadeka, surely thou will wear away both thou and this people that is with the eye, ki kaved mimka, for the thing is too heavy for the eye. Ki kaveda mimeka hadavar lo tukala esehua levadeka, the eye art not able to perform it thyself, levadeka alone. Ata shema'a bikoli, hearken now to my voice. Ata shema'a, now hearken here, bikoli, to my voice. Ia atzika, I will counsel, I'm counseling the I. Iya atzika. Wihi Elohim imach. Heye ata la'amula ha Elohim we heveta ata eta ha-devarim illa ha-Elohim. I will give the I counsel. Hearken now. Ata shema'a bikoli to my voice. Bikoli. Iya atzika. And I will counsel. Give counsel. I will counsel the I. Iya atzika. We hiya Elohim imach. And Elohim be with the I. We he Elohim imach. Hey ye. Ata la'am. Be thou the I for the people, Mullah ha Elohim, before Elohim. Weheveta ata eta hadvarim el ha Elohim, and bring the I, and bring thou, weheveta ata, and bring the I, eta hadvarim. The cause is the words, hadvarim, the matters. Il ha Elohim, to ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt shew them the way wherein they must trod, and the walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, such as reverence, respect Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge Ha'am, the people, at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to the eye, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with the eye. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee, so then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place. Be shalom in shalom, 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 shalom.
So here the first and the second aliyot right here of the seven aliyot for this 17th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here we have Moses' Ethiopian Hebrew, his Midianite. But there's a link. There must be a link right here for the Ethiopian as we get into the narrative right here. But he's called a priest of the Midian, and he's also known as Moses' father-in-law, giving him some very, very vital advice. Here we get the structure here, ancient structure, ancient order of the Shofs. It's called the Shofs. Some will say the Shufs, like the Hek Shaus, the Shofs, shepherd kings, administration, the ancient form of administration of government. You study the advice that Moses' father-in-law gives. He actually gives a military, it's kind of like a military structure. The church triumphant, the church militant. So here we have the church, we can say the congregation, aggregation of Yisrael, Mimitraim out of Egypt, Mizraim, a.k.a. Kemet. And here in the wilderness, the beginning of order, administration of that kingdom, that vice from Moses' Midianite, Ethiopian father-in-law right here.
Hebrew, 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 boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, 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 boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
And also take note that he's a Hebrew as well. He's not an Israelite, but he is a Hebrew. The connection with the Midianites and the faith. Here we zoom in on the face of Yitro, of Jethro right here, here, here. Going to ride up. That was the first and the second aliyot for the first and the second day, namely the first day, second day, a.k.a. Sunday and Monday here for the T2T testify Tuesday. On the third day, we have the third aliyah coming forward.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
And hear, 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 Shema'a
Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, For the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Vayishma'a Moshe, likola chotino, vayasa kola asher amar. So Moses, Moshe, hearkened, obeyed, listen attentively, hearkened, obeyed. Vayishma'a Moshe. Hearken to the voice of his father-in-law, Likol Chotno, and he did all that he had said. Vayas kol asher amar, and he did. Vayas kol all asher, that which amar, that which he had said. And Moshe and Moses chose able men out of kol Yisrael, chose able men out of all Yisrael, and made them heads, and made them rasses, heads over Ha'am, over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Vayivachar Moshe Anshe Chayel Mikola Yisrael, Vayiten Otam Rashim Al Ha'am, Sare Elafim, Sare Meot, Sare Hamshim, with Sare Sarot. And Moses chose Vayivchar Moshe, and Moses chose Vayibachar Moshe. Able men, Anshe Chayil, 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 men of Chayil, able men, Anshe Chayil, out of all Yisrael, Mikola Yisrael, Vayiten Otam Rashim, and made them heads, Rashim, made them rasses, Vayiten Otam Rashim, Al Ha'am, over the people. Sare Lafim, Sare, rulers, Sars, rulers, Sare Lafim, rulers of thousands. Sare Meot, rulers of hundreds. Sare Chimshim, rulers of fifties, of fifties. Visare Sarot, and rulers of tents, and they judged Ha'am, the people, at all seasons. The hard causes they brought to Moshe, to Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moshe and Moses let his father-in-law Chotno depart, and he went his way into his own
land. So hopefully, as you can hear right there, in the Hebrew we have Chayil, Chayil, Chayil. Here we have the Anshe. Those who are called Hebraically the Anshe Chayil. Heard some ones and ones going against the teaching of His Majesty in the Gospel, the King of Kings, try to say that, well, Chayil is not Hebrew, and Selassie is not Hebrew, and all this so-called stuff. But here, from study, we get to find Anshe Chayil, Chayil. So here, also to zoom in on this particular theme right here, as it is following up on the advice of Moses' Midianite, Ethiopian, Hebrew, Midianite, Father and Lord, right here, here, here. Also bringing forward Hyla, it's a part of a good phrase or twofold name. Hyla means power of. Hyla means my power. Hyel, in the modern Amharic, we say Hyel. In the more archaic enunciation is Hyel, Hyel, because of the special H sound and its Afro-Semitic enunciation. So it's Hyel. This is what we have, the Anshe, we have Enosh. Enosh is man or mortal man. The three visitors, remember the visitors that had come to Abraham, what we call the Hebrew Trinity in the house of Abraham. They had come to Abraham. They're called in the Hebrew by the Shalosh Anashim. Shalosh Anashim, three men, all bringing out the translation as it is to a knowledgeable Hebrew or one who's knowledgeable of the Hebrew, three mortal men. So we have a few different words from Anche Chayil, yes I, Anche Chayil. But what we find that is by studying the Hebrew, you know, line upon line, precept upon precept, a little bit more on the men of ability, or able men, I think they call able men here. And then in the first book, in Bereshith, in the Hebrew Genesis, in Genesis, we have Joseph and we can say the good Paro, the good, you know, great house there, Sutton Net, Sutton Bet, you know, the Pharaoh of Egypt, who asks Joseph that if any of his brothers are men of ability, right? He says men of ability, but the Hebrew is the same as we have here, Anshe, men of Chayil. What is Chayil in the Hebrew sense? We know the basic root of it has to do with power or prevailing over, sense is more like overpowering. Like overpowering, prevailing over power. But it also has a more, you could say, a more practical application, Hebraically, men of wealth, right? Also men of war, right? Men of war. Also men of working ability. They have the ability to work because in Joseph and the good Paro, the good Pharaoh in Genesis, he needs them to be his cowherds. Shepherds at that time in Kemet and Mitzrayim were not highly looked upon. Some of that is social and theological and all of that right there. So Joseph tells his brothers to say that they are keepers, right, of like the oxen. Try to avoid that, you know, we also keep sheep and we're shepherds. Basically to say that we are cowherds. But what the Pharaoh says is if there are any men of ability, so the ability in that sense is mind them that are able to be, in the ancient sense, you know, cowboys, right, or cow herds. Instead of shepherds, cow herds right there. But here, 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 in this sense here, in the second book of Moshe, men of ability is men of ability to judge and to maintain order. This is concerns law and order right here, here, here. But here, we got about 40 minutes here on the live streaming here on the podcast, the Tuesday podcast, the Rastafari podcast, Testify Tuesday. And we also have today's daily psalm as it connects here in the season, the reasons for the season, and also with this Torah reading and feeding. So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. Yes,
whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
For my part, I glory in the Bible, saith he who be who he be. Yes, I. So here, let's ride up right here, checking the board right here. I think we have a little delay on the board. Supposed to be a little sound effect come through, but it didn't come through right here. But let's ride up right here with today's daily psalm, according to the royal order. The third reading that we can read and study here on the third day is smaller, is shorter than some of the aliyot, the longer, more verses, and there's more details that need and should be brought out. Like when we talk about the Anshei Chayil, the only way to see that is to look at the Hebrew. Otherwise, we'll see in Genesis, we'll see men of ability in the translation, right? And over here, we'll see able men. And I understand that from the true perspective, it's speaking of the same kind of mandem, and it's speaking of the Anshei Chayil. So what we'd like to do is just share this about 4 or so minute audio just once again, and just listen for the Chayil. Yes, I, Rastafari. We will build on it a little bit more as we come forward, as we go forward. Yes, I. A little delay. Yeah, I think there's a little delay on the board. One of the sound effects was supposed to come through. It did not come through right there. A little technical. Let's see if we can play the audio. Right here. Yes, I. Nah, it's not going through. Yeah, we've been having a little bit of technicals right here. Let's do this right here, brothers and sisters. Just hear a portion of this right here again. Yes, I. Yes, I. Let's see this right here.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear.
And hear, Here for this Shabbat Yitro. Here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 18. Here at verse 24. For the Shalishi. Here for the third Aliyah, the third up offering up here for this Shabbat. Yitro, Sabbath, Jethro. Vayishma'a Moshe, likola chotino, vayasa kol asher amar. So Moses, Moshe, hearkened, obeyed, listened attentively, hearkened, obeyed. Vayishma'a Moshe, hearken to the voice of his father-in-law, likol chotino. And he did all that he had said. Vayas kol asher amar. And he did. Vayas kol all asher, that which amar, that which he had said. And Moshe and Moses chose able men out of kol Yisrael, chose able men out of all Yisrael, and made them heads. And made them rasses, heads over ha'am, over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Vayivachar Moshe anshe chayil mikol Yisrael, vayiten otam rashim al ha'am, sarei. Elafim, Sare Meot Sare Hamishim with Sare Sarot. And Moses chose Vayivchar Moshe. And Moses chose Vayivchar Moshe. Able men. Anshe Chayil, 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 men of Chayil, able men, Anshe Chayil, out of all Yisrael, Mikola Yisrael, Vayiten otam rashim, and made them heads, rashim, made them rasis, Vayiten otam rashim, al ha'am, over the people. Sare lafim. Sare, rulers, sars, rulers, sare lafim, rulers of thousands. Sareya meot, rulers of hundreds. Sareya chimshim, rulers of fifties, of fifties. Visareya sarot, and rulers of tents, and they judged Ha'am, the people, at all seasons. The hard causes they brought to Moshe, to Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moshe and Moses let his father-in-law Chotano depart, and he went his way into his own land.
Liberating Tell him just that, tell him just that. This is judgment on Babylon. Well, yeah. Rasta comes to defend the rights of the poor. For the oppression of the poor have I arrived. Yeah. I come to defend the rights.
Defend the rights. Defender of the rights of the poor. And the key here in the advice of Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, is that they have to be men of ability, anshei chayil, know to defend the rights of ones who are being downpressed, you know, persecuted by the powerful, strong, whether they're powerful in man or military or physical brutality, might, or if they are powerful in financial, economic wealth. One has to be men of ability. This is what is brought out here. And even in the theme right here, as we call the theme from the Torah reading and feeding here, the 17th sabbatical study, here. Also today's psalm, once again, it brings forward the theme of today's daily psalm again. So one has to be men of power, of chayil. What is chayil here in the scriptures and the connection right here? This is what we're going to explore here for this sabbatical study. By the power of His Majesty. So here, once again, before we move forward with Psalm 14, which speaks of a corrupt world, going to write off the Royal Amharic, so stay tuned, as well as get into the Hebrew of today's daily psalm and the missing verses that Paul brings out but are not found in today's KJV and in many of the Hebrew manuscripts, but is found in His Majesty's Bible, the Metzav Kedus, the Gez, and other ancient manuscripts, because obviously Paul is quoting. In Romans chapter 3, he is quoting this very psalm right here. And this has a powerful link with this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Shalom. But here
Psalm 82.
Evening psalm.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor
le'asav. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
And of interest and of note is that Psalm 82, the evening psalm for the third day of the week of the strong, it has a theme of corrupt judges, right? About corrupt judges, the shoftim. So the shoftim is a theme right here in this 17th sabbatical. And also in the Torah, the shoftim are linked with the name Elohim. So they are the ones spoken of in Psalm 82 when it speaks about, I have said, that you are sons, you know, children, right? Sons of God, you know, children of God. That's the link right there because they represent, they are the agents of Elohim. So even at the end of the psalm, we're talking about falling as the prince, you know, the princes, you know, but then there's a rising, there's a resurrection, right? Because some of the judges, right, or some of the mandem that were to be the Anche Chayil, did not carry out their responsibility. So thus, Psalm 82 is speaking to them and the connection of, I've said, ye are God, you know, ye are Elohim. Here is the Hebrew Elohim connection because they represent the Elohim, or they are to represent the Elohim. There's to be those men of ability, capable men, you know, loving righteousness and justice and hating covetousness and fulfilling that will. But when they do not, thus we have the words of Psalm 82, the Tuesday evening psalm right here, 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 and the connection of the name Elohim, Hebraically, with the judgment. Elohim has two major aspects in connection with He Who Be, We Be, with Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. One is the Creator. So the Elohim, the Creator, the power, the powers, the Hebrew God powers. We say the Netcher of Netchers. And then in the secondary, in the next connection with the justice and judgment, the judge and justice name. So in certain psalms and areas, understanding Hebraically, when the name that is in the scripts, Elohim, as we have even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, it is calling on the judgment. So when the verse is reading about judgment in the Hebrew, name is Elohim, and calling on He Who Be, We Be as the Elohim, it is signifying to the Hebrews the judgment. The creator power is also the judgment power. Therefore, He is the one who created it. Therefore, you turn to He who created it to, if necessary, to destroy it. Share this right here before writing up today's daily psalm, Psalm 14. X-Men, Apocalypse, and Elohim. A sister was reasoning on this. We caught a little clip of this, like to share this right here. And what she was speaking about, the Elohim in the context of X-Men, Apocalypse, I began to cite even more that revelation of His Majesty, you know, in the real world sense. So hear this right here, 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 and ride out with Psalm 14, speaking about the fool, those who go against the Elohim, the Creator and the Judge.
As they might call of Apocalypse. And it was really no different with X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of Apocalypse, the blue guy in X-Men Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of Apocalypse, the blue guy, who was demonized and seen as the bad guy. But he made the most sense. You know, all these weapons, throwing up all these nuclear weapons in the air, getting rid of all of this, taking away all that power and just using our own spirituality. That's what I got out of that. You know, because I'm able to look a little deeper into things, but when it comes to the blue guy who was demonized, remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of Apocalypse, the blue guy who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense in Apocalypse. If you remember, you know, you have Elohim, as they might call of Apocalypse, the blue guy who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense. You know, all these weapons of Apocalypse, the blue guy who was demonized and seen as the bad guy, but he made the most sense. You know, all these weapons, throwing up all these nuclear weapons in the air, getting rid of all of this, taking away all that power and just using our own spirituality, that's what I got out of that. You know, because I'm able to look a little deeper into things, But when it comes down to Disney putting out a movie, I always consider it suspect.
Yeah, when she said a new guy, I know, when I even heard that, I said, oh, I said a new guy because he's on Elohim. But then, thought about this Torah reading and feeding right here, it would seem that Moses and the Hebrews speaking about their God, who is the God, right, to some of these other ites and other nations, it would seem, because there was a new revelation that was revealed to Abraham, to Isaac, to Yaakov, in particular to the children of Israel, to the Hebrews, that was not necessarily revealed to others. Like what we have here, we have Jethro. Jethro obviously is a Hebrew, and there's many proofs in the scripture that we can prove that. Even he is linked with Abraham being a Midianite, and Abraham's third wife, Keturah, and their six sons, one of them Midian. And we see right here that Jethro comes forward to praise Jehovah. So he knows of Jehovah. He comes forward to bless, actually to bless. And now, theologically speaking, this is very important because in the development of the Hebrew faith and even the Judaic faith, you'll find that what Jethro does right here becomes a part of the pattern for Yisrael, the significance of what Jethro does right here. And this, no doubt, is from his Hebrew roots, being a descendant of Midian, and Midian being a child of Abraham and Keturah. But then we have additional revelations, right, along the line of the Hebrew revelation, in addition to the earlier revelations, right? So these new revelations might seem different and strange to ones who might have received the old revelations. For example, one who is reading Deuteronomy. You start reading Deuteronomy, or you start reading, you know, a certain book in the Bible, and if you don't, or even the Kings and Samuel. A lot of things is built on the earlier revelations, right? So this is why we have to look at things in their proper context right here, here, here. Brothers and sisters and brothers right here, we got like 18 minutes. We're going to go into today's daily psalm. Also like to touch on the missing verses that are quoted by the Apostle Paul, right, by Rav Shaul. Right, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paul, that also needs to be highlighted and brought into context because in the New Testament, he quotes today's psalm. However, some of the verses are not there. We find these verses in His Majesty's Bible. We find it in the Gutters, right? A couple of other ancient scriptures, but namely for us in the Baruch Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, as well as in the Gutters, but these verses are not found in the available Hebrew, you know, of today. So that is very interesting that Paul in the New Testament is quoting the psalm, but there are additional verses. Yes, I.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice,
and Israel shall be glad, 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 shall be glad.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
So the question here, here, here is why fools? Why fools? Here, Raymond. Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Shalom, salam to Ainai Stavin. This is Tafari.
This is Ra Sayadonis, Tafara LJ Society, here in with the Daily Psalms, the Royal Order, Ethiopian Hebrew Psalms. Today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 14, is particularly interesting, also connected with Psalm 53. So this word here goes for both Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. Now, we had 53 previously in a cycle of daily psalms and chants and praises in the royal order. Just previously we touched on this, but here now we're with Psalm 14. Now, Psalm 14 is known as a corrupt world, also themed the wickedness and the folly of men and people. And this psalm is quoted in the New Testament scripture, but there's some additional verses that we have. Paul in Romans chapter 3, if you turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 3 in connection with today's daily psalm. In Romans chapter 3, we have Paul saying at verse 10, chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written. Where is it written? Well, in today's daily psalm. But this, what Paul says is written, as it is written, is only found in the Septuagint, as well as the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, only found in the Royal Amharic and the Ethiopic Bibles and the LXX and certain scriptures. We don't have it here in the Masoretic Hebrew, in the Masorah. And thus, there's some very interesting reasonments that may be reasoned there on Chabarim. But firstly, foremostly, let's get the basic receipts on this, basic receipts right here. So here, the additional verses that we have in the Royal Amharic, the additional verses that we have from verse 3, or actually like between verse 3 and 4 in Psalm 14 is three verses. We touched on those three particular verses, and those three verses from the Royal Amharic Bible and the Septuagint are the exact same three verses that Paul, here in Romans chapter 3, says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Elohim. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher or sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit or flatteries. The poison of ass or snakes, serpents is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. And the way of peace, they have not known her. The way of peace. There is no reverence, there is no respect, there is no respect of Elohim before their eyes. Now, this is verse 18, so from verse 10 to verse 18 in the Epistle to the Romans chapter 3, we have the full of full, especially the missing verses that you will not find where you should find them in the KJV. In the King James Version of the Bible, you should find this between verses after verse 3. After verse 3, you should find these verses. From verse 13, you see verse 13. We have verse 13 to verse 18. Now, in the Royal Amharic, there's three verses, but now if we look right over here, we see 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Right? 13, 14. Okay, that's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's six verses. So these three verses that we have in the Royal Amharic, the three verses that we have in the Septuagint, here in Romans chapter 3, with Paul quoting what is written. So what was Paul reading when he said what is written? Was it a Masoretic? If it was a Masoretic, These verses, no doubt, should be there since we have reference to the Masoretic, unless these verses were removed. But the witness to these three verses, we have Septuagint, the LXX, the Koine, the New Testament, could say Greek or the common Greek of that time that they spoke and speak, and also the Royal Amharic, and from the Ethiopic, the Gutas and the Ethiopic manuscripts. Right. Interesting, we have the book of Enoch, we have the book of Jubilees, the book of Adam and Eve, the Kibbutz and Neges, other ancient manuscripts and documents preserved by the children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, to bear witness even to the gospel and the good news? So here in the Epistle to the Romans chapter 3, from verses 13 to verse 18, these are the verses that you should find in your Bibles in Psalm 14 after verse 3. So when you're reading Psalm 14 after verse 3, you should read verse 13 in Romans chapter 3 to verse 18, and then continue with Psalm chapter 14 at verse 4. I hope it's not... Pay attention, all right? Just pointing out right here that what Paul is quoting in Romans chapter 3 from verses 10 to 18 are contained in the fullness of it within the Septuagint and the Royal Amharic and His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie's Bible, the Book of the Conquering Lion, Revelation 5:5. The Revelation, the King of Kings. In the King of Kings Bible, we have it. In the Septuagint, we have it. But it's not in the KJV, and it's not found in the Masoretic. But it's found here where Paul says, as it is written, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Elohim. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now that right there is basically what we have in Psalm 14. From the last phrase of verse 1, there is none that doeth good, there is none righteous, no, not one. Paul picks up almost that as the chorus right there, and then he goes on, there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after Elohim. Picking up with verse 2, the second part, the B part of verse 2, and then he quotes the fuller verse 3, but then the other verses are not found. But he says this. This is the key of what he says. He says, it is written. Where is it written? I discovered a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I. Out of Ethiopia. Yes, I.
The gun, the Aiden, the Ganetta Aiden. So here, the garden reading. So here we got like less than a minute to call in to hear the phone.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Seconds, y'all. So hear the English again, and then we're going to go through the Amharic and verse by verse and hear those missing verses. Yes, I. Right.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Shall be glad.
מזמור י"ד למנצח לדוד אמר נבל בלבו אין אלוהים השחיתו התעיבו עלילה אין עושה טוב אדוני משמיים השקיף על בני אדם לראות היש משכיל דורש את אלוהים הכל שר יחדיו נאלחו אין עושה טוב, אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו כל פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם. אדוני לא קראו, שם פחדו פחד, כי אלוהים בדור צדיק. עצת עמי תבישו, כי אדוני מחסר. מי ייתן מציון ישועת ישראל, ושוב אדוני שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Shall be glad, shall be glad, shall be glad, shall be glad, shall be glad,
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amorek. But who want the next verse with Amorek.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yeah. Next verse, Royal Amharic, HSV, Haile Selassie version, the reader right here, Abraham Chabuda, yes, I, the rhythm, the crybaby rhythm, yes, I.
Mazmur Atrasu. በቅንፍ 14 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም በሥራቸው ረከ ጎሰቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚሠራ የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ አመጹ በአንድነትም ረከሱ በጎ ነገርን የሚሠራ የለም አንድ ስንኳ የለም ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በመናፋቸው ሸነገር ከከንፈራቸው በታች እባብ መርዛል አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል ደም ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትም እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም ህዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነው የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል
Psalm 14 The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? Call not upon the Lord. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
መዝሙር 13 በቅንፍ 14 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል በሥራቸው ረከሱ ወሰቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ አመጹ በአንድነትም ረከሱ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድ ስንኳ የለም ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በመላሳቸው ሸነገሉ ከከንፈራቸው በታች እባብ መርዛል አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል ደም ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትምና እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም ህዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነውና የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ነው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል
Israel shall rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. New light, new day, the 19th of January, according to Gregorian, is Timket. Timket, we have the baptism, right, according to the true church and the professing church, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, the church of he who have the key, great King David, Timket, coming forward, yes, I, baptism, the baptism of Jesus Christus, Getachin, so here, let's go verse by verse.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelegashun, Zenigashme, Ethiopia Menosh,
Bob Marley and
Paul. But I want the next verse with Amaric.
We got it. But I want
the next verse with Amaric.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari.
And here, this is themed Wickedness and the Folly of Men and Peoples, a Corrupt World. Today's Psalm, Psalm 14, say it's the original version, you know, like the original tune, the original dub. Then we have Psalm 53, almost like kind of like a remix right there. So right here to the groundation.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Anais Aling. Greetings, Wondermoch. Hitoch na toch. Greetings, brothers, sisters, and mothers. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 14, Mizmor Dawit, Asara Arat. Let's take note, Asara Sost, and in the Metzaf Kedus of Negus Neges, the Book of the Seven Seals, Beginfo Twist, in the parentheses, we have 14. So in the earlier numbering, there's an interesting note with the numbering that we have noted. So in the earlier, this was Psalm 13 in the Royal Amharic Bible, but it has in the parentheses 14. So we have today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order, and comparing and contrasting with the KJV, the King James Version, side by side with the HSV, the Haile Selassie Version, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, we have today's daily psalm. Its theme, Yesoach Kafat, the corruption of people, the corruption of men. So the corruption of men and people are the evil, Kafat, Yesoach. Yesoach Kafat, the folly, the wickedness and the folly of men and people. Seeing the corrupt world here, today's daily psalm, Lemezem Rana Leka, to chief musician, Yedawit Mezmor, to chief musician, a psalm of David. Now, as we have noted before with the Hebrew Masoretic from the Sefer Tehillim, also needs to be noted right here that today's daily psalm is also repeated with some variants in Mezmor Hamsa Sos, or Psalm 53. So today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, is repeated in Psalm 53 with some variants and variation. Now, here in the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm 14, in the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, as well as in the LXX, the Septuagint, there are additional verses, interestingly enough, that we also find to be repeated within the Epistle to the Romans by Huaria Paulos, Paul. This means that Paul, in the Epistle to the Romans, the copy that he was reading or familiar with was similar and likened to the Royal Amharic, more so than the Masoretic Hebrew here, because the Hebrew does not have these verses. So when we get to verse 3, right, verse 3 of today's daily psalm, there are additional verses. There are three additional verses, at least three additional verses. So the traditional numbering of today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, the traditional numbering is seven verses. But there are three additional verses bringing us to 10 verses. So with the compare and contrast today, we'd like to go verse by verse and just to bring out these similarities as well as the additional verses, right? Just getting a basic foundation right here. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order and from the Book of the Seven Seals, or the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible of Yehuda Moa Anbesa, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Germawi, Haile Selassie. Here, Mekai and I ride up. Today's daily psalm themed Yesoach Kafat, the wickedness, Kafat, the folly, the wickedness, the ratchetness, Yesoach of men, Yesoach of men and people, Yesoach Kafat. So Mekai and I ride up, Mekai and I begin. Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jamralen, we begin Kuter And. Senef Belibu, Amlak Yelem Yilal, Besaracho Rekasu, Gwesukwelu, Begonegrin Yemisarayelem. The fool has said in his heart, there is no source, there is no God. Senef belibu, amlak yelem yilal. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works. Besaracho rekesu, gwesukwelu. There is none that doeth good. Bego negrin yemisera yelem. Bego negrin yemisera. One who does bego, a generous, a truly generous, a truly charitable thing. Bego, good. It's another word for good in the Royal Amharic. Bego, but the context is very, very interesting. We compare the context here with the word begu. Begu or beg. Beg is lamb, begu, the lamb. But here we have bego. Bego negrin. What kind of thing? Matter, negrin. Bego. A truly good thing, a truly generous, a truly charitable thing. This word is used often in a connection with good in the sense of charity. Bego negrin yemisera. 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 Yemisera yelem. One who does, yelem. There is not. Kuter. Hulet, verse 2. Yemiastuul, Exiavir Nima Yemifelig and Ale, Yaizen, Exiavir Kasama, Yasolijo China Temelekata, Exiavir Sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, looked down from heaven upon the children of men, upon the sons of men, to see if there were any that did understand, that did have an understanding, an understanding, even overstand, that did understand and seek Ekaziyavihara, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Yemiyas Tawul, Ekaziyavihara Nim, Yemifelig and Dale, Yaizen, Ekaziyavihara Ka Samai, Yasoli Jochin Tamalekata, Ka Samai, Yasol. Lijochin, the children of humanity, Temalekata, Temalekatu, pay attention, Temalekata. He looked, he discerned, he paid attention to them, pay attention. He paid attention, Ekziave paid attention from heaven to and upon the children of humanity. To see if there was any that did understand. Kuter source, verse 3. Hulu ametsu, ametsu, hulu ametsu, dandinetim rekesu, bego negrenyem isarayelem, andesinquayelem. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Hulu ametsu, ametsu, hulu ametsu, ametsu. They all have rebelled, all have rebelled, become lawless. Ba'andinetim, andinet, in unity, ba'andinetim, in unity, rekesu, rekesu. They become filthy. They become filthy in unity. They're united. They are united in their filthiness. They're united in their uselessness. They have all together. Ba'andinetim. Interesting sense here. People talk about getting together, becoming one, unity. But they are united in filthiness. They are, all of them are lawless. Hulu, ametsu. They all have rebelled. Hulu, hulu, all ametsu rebelled. The andinetim, and in oneness, in being andinet, united, rekesu. They're devalued. They're cheap. They're filthy. And that which is truly good and charitable, none does. Andim, and one sinqua, even one yellem. There's not even one. Andim sinqua yellem. Andim sinqua yellem. Now, here we come to this third verse right here. All right, when we come to this third verse right here, we notice that this is where the additional verses begins. So let's go through the Bamarinya first, because you do not have this in the KJV. If you're looking at the Septuagint, you'll find this in the Septuagint, and of course, in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Kedemah, Wehan, the Selassie, you'll find these verses. So take note, these verses, these three verses, are found in the Septuagint, and they are also found in the Royal Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, but they're not found here in the KJV. So take note, pay attention. So here we pick up right here, which says, all turned aside together, all have rebelled together, all have become useless or corrupt or rekes, or cheap and devalued, right? Cheapened, right? Of greatly, vastly less value. There is none doing that which is good. No, there's none doing that which is truly charitable. Now here, this is the additional verses right here. It says, "Beduro, beduro wa turgum bitcha yemigen." In the older, the more ancient, right, versions. This is what is found here. Guroacho, guroacho yetekafeta mekaverno. Bem lasacho shenegelu. Ka kinferacho betacha ye ebab merzale. Afacho mergemina merarana tamol toal. Demina lemafsesa gracho fetano. Tefatina gusukulina bemengedacho alle. Yes, lamin menged alawekuatimna. Egziavi herin mefrat be ainacho fit yelle. These verses, these three verses. So these three verses from verse 3, right, are between verse 3 and 4, thus making the totality to 10 verses, both in the Royal Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, as well as the LXX, but not found within some of the later versions of the Masoretic, and also not found in the KJV translation. So in these verses right here, let's go through these verses right here. We have Guruacho. So this will be the fourth verse in the Royal Amharic Bible right here, the fourth verse. So that might throw off ones, but we're going to go through this basically right here and just pick up also in the reason in the forward. So this verse here, Kuter, this is the Ethiopic as well as the Septuagint, Kuter verse Arat, verse 4. Guroacho yetekafeta mekaverno, bem lasacho shenegelu. Guroacho, their throat, yetekafeta, open mekaver, open grave, burial place, an open burial place their throat is. Guroacho, yetekafeta mekaverno, bem lasacho shenegelu. And with their tongue they flatter. They flatter with their tongue. Be milasacho, be milasacho, milas, milas, the tongue. Be milasacho shenegelu, shenegelu. They flatter with their tongue. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues, they have used deceit. Another way of bringing it out, they have used deceit. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Kirkin Ferracho betach, under their lip, ka kinfaracho betach ye bab ye ibab ibab serpent ye ibab ye bab mers poison Allah. There is the poison of serpent under their lips. Kakin faracho betacha ye bab merzal. Afacho their mouth mergemina cursing and meraran and bitterness to mortual. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. So here we have the fifth verse in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, as well as in the LXX, the Septuagint. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Demina lemafses gracho fetano tefatina gusto kulina bemen gedacho alle yeslamina men gedala wekuatimina ekeziavi herin mefrat be oinacho fit yell. So here in this third of these three verses not found in the KJV and in the Masoretic, but found in the Septuagint, the Royal Amharic, the Ethiopic, and various other scriptures. This verse here reads that their feet are swift to shed blood. Their feet, demin blood lemafses to shed, demin lemafses blood to shed, igracho, their feet fetan, swift they are. Tefatina gusukulina. Bemen gedacho alle. Destruction and misery are in their ways. Destruction, tefatina, guskulina, and misery. Bemen gedacho alle is in their ways. Yeslamin menged alawekuatimina, in the way of peace, of salam. Yes, salamin menged, the way, menged, the way of salam. Yes, salamin menged, alawekuatimina. They don't know her. They don't know her. They're ignorant to her. They're ignorant to the way of peace. Yes, salamin menged, alawekuatimina. Egeziavi herina mefrat, be'aynachofit yellem. The fear, the reverence of Egziavi, the sustainer, the good, generous Ab, Egziavi Herin Mefrat, be'aynacho, before the eyes, the aynacho feet, in the eyesight, yell is not in their eyes, in their eyesight, in the way of viewing the reality, in the way of peace they have not known, and there is no fear, no reverence of a gaziavia, a sustainer, before their eyes. So these particular verses is interesting because as we compare with the New Testament and the words of the Apostle Paul, it seems as though Paul quoted these very words right here within the New Testament. I think it's Romans, I think chapter 3, but we'll get to the exact quote as we go forward. These particular verses, when he quoted this particular psalm. So this leads many of us to say that the Septuagint, or that which was the Septuagint, was read in the time of Moshiach, as well as the time of the apostles. But let's ride up with the fulfillment of today's daily psalm. Now, those verses in the Royal Amharic would cause the numbering, right, to change right there. But just keeping consistent right here, we're going to pick up with the KJV and with the, we could say, the known verse 4. As you have it in the King James Version, let's continue right here with verse 4. Kuter Arat, HSV, Haile Selassie Version, and the KJV, King James Version, side by side. ሕዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በውኑ አያውቁምን? እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም። Have all the workers of iniquity, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people, Hizbein in Nenjera Yemibellu, who eat up my people like bread, Hatiat Yemisaru, those who do Hatiat, those who do Akari, sin, Hatiat Yemisaru, Hulu, all. Do all the ones who do akari, benwunu, truly, ayaukumen, don't they know? Don't they know? Benwunu, ayaukumen, benwunu. Ekziyabihernim, ay tarutim. And call not upon Ekziyabihar, upon the sustainer, upon the good, the generous Ab. Guter. Amis, verse 5. Bezia, betalak ferhat, ijikferu. Exiavihir, bez arikana tu lid zenawina. Bezia, theya, betalak ferhata, ijikferu. Theya, were they in great fear. Theya. Bezia, betalak ferhat. Ijikferu, ekziyavihirin betzarekan teulid zen novena. For ekziyavihir, sustain the good, the generous Av, is in the generation of the righteous, betzarekan teulid. The generation betzarekan teulid zen novena. Kuteramis. Kuter sedis, verse 6. Ye dehochina mikara safarachu. Exiavihir gina tesfachono. Ye dehochina mikura safaracho. You have shamed the counsel of the poor because exiavihir sustaining the good, the generous. Tesfachono. KJV says his refuge, tesfa, his hope, his expectation, exiavihir gin, but the sustainer, tesfa cho knows his expectation, his anticipation, his hope, his refuge. Guter, verse 7. Katsiona medchanitin lesrael manisetal, exiavihir yehizgun merkoa bemelese gize. Ya ikov desilawal. Israel nem haset yadergal. Haset yadergal. Oh, that the salvation of Israel, of Israel, will come out of Zion, Katsion amed chanitin al Israel. Mani satal, oh that the salvation, oh that the medchanit, the salvation, the saving, the medicine, the healing, Katsion from Zion, Katsion medchanitin le Israel, for Israel. Man Yisrael, who will give medicine from Zion for Yisrael, Egziyavihar, the sustainer, Yehizbuna merkob melesegizei. When Exiavihir, the sustainer, bringeth forth the captivity of his people, return, Exiavihir, Yehizbun merkob melesegizei. When Exiavihir turneth, when he turneth the captivity, when he turneth, or more better bringing out, they say, bringeth back, but when he turneth the captivity, Exiavihir, Yehizbun merkob bemelesegizei, Ya'ikov desilawal, Ya'ikov, Jacob shall rejoice, Ya'ikov desilawal,
Israelim haset yadergal. Israelim haset yadergal. Haset, haset, haset yadergal. Rejoice, Jacob and Israel, Israelim haset yadergal. Will be glad.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Glory,
Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari.
Let them dance, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
So hear, Midrash on today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Dalet, Yod Dalet. Yudalet, Yodalet. Psalm 14, Psalm XIV, Mizmor, Yodalet. Yudalet, Yodalet. For the leader, a psalm of David. The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. Hear. Opening verse of today's psalm, Mizmor, Yodalet. Lamnatseyach, Litawi. Amar Nabal Vilibo Ein Elohim. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, La Menateach of David, Le Dawi. Amar Nabal Vilibo Ein Elohim. The fool hath said, Amar Nabal. Amar, to say, he has said, Amar, Nabal, Nabal, ancient Hebrew, Nabal, modern Hebrew, Naval, Amar, Naval, Amar, Nabal, the fool, the Nabal, have said, Bilibo, Bilibo, in Libo, in his heart, Bilibo, Ain, not, there is no Ain, Elohim, Ain, Elohim. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeremiyahu, in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10, where it reads, I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways. Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. Ani Yehovah Choker Lev. Bochein k'layot v'lateta le'ish ki derako ki derakayo. I, ani Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, ani Yahuwah, search the heart, choker leib, search the heart, choker leib. I try the reins, bochein k'layot. Bochein k'layot, k'layot, the kidneys, the reins, bochein k'layot, even to give every man according to his ways, with lateta, to give, with lateta, to give, le'ish, to every ish, to ish, for ish, the man, with lateta le'ish, ki derako, as according to his ways, ki derakayo. Ani Yehovah choker leib, bochein akalayot, v'lateta le'isha kia derako, ki derakayo. Of all the parts of the body, why does scripture single out only the heart and the reins? Why does the scripture only single out the leib, the heart, kalayot, and the reins, kulali? Because the eyes go astray after the heart,
as implied in the verse, even the verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 15, verse 39, that reads, after your own heart and your own eyes, after that ye all used to go astray. Lo tatoru achrei le bavikem we achrei aynekem asharatem zonim achreihem, and that ye that y'all go not about after your own heart and your eyes. We lo tatoru achrei le bavikem we achrei aynekem, after that ye used to go astray, y'all used to go a-hoeing, y'all used to go a-whoring. Asher atem zonim achreihem. Wilo tatoru achreya le vavikem we achrei aynekem. Asher atem zonim achreihem. After your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye, y'all used to go a-whoring, go astray, go a-whoring, zonim, zonim, achreihem. Because ears, and for that matter, all 248 parts of the body go astray after the heart, and the heart moves to satisfy itself only upon the impulse of the reins. Therefore, in this verse, scripture mentions only the heart and the reins, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, searches the heart, the lab, and tries the kilayot, the reins, the kidneys. Thus, like this, when David said, even in 1 Chronicles 28 and 9, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, the Elohim of thy father, and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For Jehovah searcheth all hearts. What did he mean by all hearts? He meant the two hearts, and the two inclinations. The heart that is evil by reason of the evil inclination, the yetzer hara'a, and the heart, the lev, that is good by reason of the good inclination, the yetzer hatov. Another comment on I, the Lord, search the heart. Another comment on Ani Yehovah choker lev. Ani Yehovah choker lev. Another comment. When the wicked, the ratchet, says in their hearts, quote, we shall devise evil in our hearts, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the Holy One, blessed be He, cannot know, as though such a thing were conceivable, what is in our hearts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says to them, Seek you to hide from me? To hide from I? Is it not written of the likes of you, the likes of y'all, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 29 and 15? Woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us? And who knoweth us? Hoy, Hama'el Miki, May Yehovah La satira is ah, we haya be machshaka ma esayhem. Why omru mi roenu u mi yodainu? Woe to them, hoi, that seek deep to hide their counsel from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. Hoi, ha ma miki me Yahuwah la satira is ah. And their works are in the dark. With haya be machshak ma esayhem, and they say, Wayomru mi roenu, who seeth us? Who seeth I and I? Who seeth us? Mi roenu, and who knoweth us? Who knoweth I and I? Who knoweth us? Umi yodainu, umi yodainu. Hoi, Hama, Mikema, Mayahoa, La Satira, Aitsa, with Haya, Be Mahishaka, Ma Isayhem, Wayomro, Mi Roeno, Umi Yodaino. Because you liken the potter's clay to the potter, the plant to the planter, you think that I am like you. Surely, your turning of fangs, your turning of things, your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. Hear, hear, hear. Yo, Esaias, chapter 29, next verse, 29:16. Hafikakem, him, kachomer, hayotzer, ye hasheb. Oh, your perversity. Hafikakem, hafikakem. Oh, your perversity. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? Rav Lewi, Levi taught, what parable, what mashal? What parable fits here? What proverb, mashal, fits here? That of an architect who built a city, making secret chambers and hiding places in it, and then was made governor of the city. When he set out to catch thieves in the city, they ran off and sought to hide themselves within the hiding places. Thereupon he said, fools, would you hide yourselves from me? I am he who built the city. I am also he who knows all the secret chambers and the way in and the way out of the hiding places. Better than any one of you, better than any one of y'all. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, says to Harasha, the ratchet, the fine. Fools, would you hide wicked ratchet counsel in your heart from me, from I? I am He who made man, and so I know all the inner recesses and secret chambers within Him. Hence here it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 29, verse 15, woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from Jehovah, from he who be who he be. Hoi, Hama'el Mekim, Me Yehovah, La Satira, Aitah. Rav Yeremiah, Jeremiah taught, indeed, scripture says, labyrinthine above all things is the heart. And man being desperately wicked says, who would suspect? Hear, 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 Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Of old, Halev, he called, with Hanushu, me, Ayedainu. The heart is deceitful above all things. Akob, Halev, Mikol. Or, labyrinthine above all things is the heart. Hakova Halev Mikol, or Hakova Halev Mikol. Deceitful, deceitful, labyrinthine above all things is the heart. Deceitful, the heart. Hakova Halev Mikol, from all. We Anush, who? And he and it exceeding weak. We Anush, who? Me Yedainu, who can know it? Me Yedainu, Akoba Hale, me call, we Anush, who? Me Yedainu, and goes on to say, I Yahuwah, he who be who he be, search the heart, I try the reins, Ani Yahuwah, Choker Leib, Bochein Kut Layot. That is, I am he who searches the heart, who tries the reins, and who reveals the secret places. I be he who be who he be, Ani Yahuwah, who searches the heart, who tries the reins, the kidneys, the kalayot, and who reveals the secret places. As Daniel says, God revealeth the deep and secret thing. Even in Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, Elohim revealeth the deep and secret things.
Another comment, here, today's psalm is more Yod Dalei. Amara Nabala de Libo Ein Elohim. The fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Amara Nabal de Libo. The fool, the Nabal, has said in his heart, de Libo. That is Harasha, the ratchet, are ruled by what is in their heart. Thus it is written, the fool has said in his heart, Amar Nabal Belibo. Esau said in his heart, in Bereshit, Genesis 27, verse 41, Jeroboam said in his heart, Libo, in 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 26. Haman said, Belibo, in his heart, in Esther 6 and 6. So too, Nebuchadnezzar was told, even in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13, thou saidest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. And what happened to him? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee, even here in Daniel chapter 4, verse 28. Hence, here it is said, Amar Nabal Belibo, the fool, the Nabal, have said Belibo in his heart. And Esau said in his heart Belibo, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41, let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. What was he scheming? He said, quote, for me to slay my father is not the way to gain my end. Instead, I shall tell my father's brother Ishmael, that he slay my father, while I will slay my brother Yaakov, Jacob, so that Ishmael and I together will possess the world. And thus he spoke to Ishmael, but Belibo in his heart, in his lib, Belibo in his heart, Esau said, quote, after Ishmael has slain Abi, my father, and I have slain Ahi, my brother, I will fall upon Ishmael, and will slay him also, and then I alone, all one, shall possess the world. Accordingly, the verse in the Psalms, in Psalm, reads, the fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Amar Nabal Belibo, Ein Elohim. Here today's Psalm is Moriod Dalei, Psalm 14, hebraically the first verse. But Hagadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be, he exposed him, according to Obadiah chapter 1 verse 6. How are the fangs of Esau searched out? How are his hidden fangs sought up? Eich nechepesu Esau nivu matabunai. How is Esau searched out? Eich nechepesu Esau. How are his hidden places sought out? Thus, like this scripture says, even in Jeremiah 49 and 10, Aramis says, but I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places. But I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places. Ki ani chasapetia eta Esau. But I have made Esau beer. Kiani chasafti. I have made beer. Kiani chasafti eta Esau. I have made Esau beer. Kileti. I have uncovered eta miyasitarayo. I have uncovered his secret places. Mi sitarayo, his mysteries, his secret places. Delay to
Eta Nisipayo. Kiani Kasasi Eta Aisao. Hilaiti Eta Niasipayo. I have uncovered his mysteries. By that is meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Esau, to Esau, quote, I know what thou saidest in thy heart. So too when Ezekiel declared to Esau, Esau's descendants, according to Ezekiel, Ezekiel 35 and 10, thou hast said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it. Yaana imarika eta shnei hakoyi weeta shiteya ha erazotliya tihiyena we arashanuha. Because thou hast said, Yaana imarika, these two nations, eta shnei hakoyi, and these two countries with eta shiteya ha erazota, shall be mine, Li Tihienaha, and we will possess it, and we will possess her. We are Rasha Nuha, Yaana Imarka, Eta Shineha Goyiwe, Eta Shiteya, Hai Razotalia, Tihiena, we are Rasha Nuha. It may be asked, who made known to Yechizekel? Ezekiel, Ezekiel, what Esau, what Esau said, Belibo, in his heart. According to the full of the verse right here from Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 10, it reads, Yehovah Sham Haya, whereas Yahuwah, he who be who he be, was there. Yehovah Sham Haya. Jehovah, who was there. Why Yahuwah Sham Haya. A further comment on the fool has said in his heart. A further comment on Amar Nabal Bilibo. It was Harasha, Esau, the wicked, the ratchet Esau, who said one thing with his mouth, but said another thing, Bilibo, in his heart. He said, Belibo, in his heart, according to Bereishis, Genesis, chapter 27, verse 41, let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. But with his mouth, he said to Abio, his father, here am I, in Bereishis, Genesis, chapter 27, verse 1. Accordingly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Ilo and Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to him, O ratchet one, O wicked one, Rasha, in thy words to Abika, to thy father, Ab, thou speakest in a tone of entreaty, saying to him, even in Bereishis, Genesis chapter 27, verse 38, hast thou but one blessing, my father, Abi? Yet, of such as Esau, Esau, it is said, even in the Mashal and Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 26, verse 25, when he speaketh fear, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Kia yehanein kolo, ala taimena ba'u, kia shaba'a to'evota bitlibo, when he speaketh fear. Literally, maketh his voice gracious. Kia yichanein kolo. Kia yichanein kolo. Hebraically, literally, this phrase that is translated in KJV and elsewhere as speaketh fear. Hebraically is, maketh his voice gracious. Kia yichanein kolo. Ala taimen ba'u. Admit him not. Believe him not. Ala taimen ba'u. Al taimen ba'u. Believe him not. Why? For there are seven abominations. T for because Shabbat, seven abominations belibo, in his heart. And here a midrash note. The Hebrew, quote, speaketh in a tone of entreaty. Speaketh in a tone of nitachanein, a tone of entreaty, a gracious a gracious voice, a gracious voice, a tone of entreaty, and speaketh fear, Yechanein Kolo, Yechanein Kolo, literally maketh his voice graceful. Chanein, Yechanein, Yechanein Kolo, maketh Kolo, his voice, Yechanein, gracious, are both derived from the same root. Hence, the commentator here in the Midrash concludes that Esau's tone of entreaty was really a sham, and that his intention, his yetzer, was to deceive, yetzer hara'a, to deceive Abiyo, his father, all along. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, said of him, all things that I hate, he loved, as is said even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 6 and 16. These six things doth Jehovah hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him. Sheshahina, Sanei Yehovah, Wishava Toevota Nasho. There are six things that he who be the Yahuwah, that Jehovah hated. Sheish, ten, na, sanei Yahuwah, yea, seven that are an abomination to him. With Sheva'a, to'evot, nasho. Here, Hebraically right here. With Sheva'a, to'evot, nasho. And seven, an abomination, his soul. And seven, or the seventh, and seven abominations, to'evot, abominations, as a sense of abominations, to'evot, with shera, to'evot nafsho, and the seventh, or seven, an abomination to him, to his soul, to the divine nature, the nature of nature, the divine nature, whose essence is holiness, kedusha, kedushina, islandness, set apartness, sheshahina, Sanei Yehovah, with Shabbat to'evot nafsho. And also, where the translator has abomination, the Hebrew is to'evot, to'eba, 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 to'eba abomination, to'evot, to'evot abomination, with Shabbat to'evot nafsho. And seven, abominations is soul, abominations is soul, nafsho. And other comment on Amar Nabal Belibo. The Nabal, the fool, have said Belibo in his heart. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Harasha, to the ratchet, the wicked, because you contrive wicked schemes in your heart, I shall call your heart and only your heart to account. As is said even in Psalm 37, he read to the 15th verse, their sword shall enter into their own heart. Charbam atavo belibo. Their sword, charbam. Their charib, charbam. Their sword, charbam tavo. Shall enter, shall go in, tavo. She shall go in, tavo. Charbam tavo belibam. Belibam. Into their own heart, into their heart. Charbam atavo belibo, belibam, belibam. Charbam atavo belibam. Another comment on the fool, the Nabal, have said belibo in his heart. Nabal, Hebraically Nabal, the fool, refers to Harasha, Esau, the wicked, the ratchet Esau. Why was he called Nabal? Rav Yehuda, Judah, explained in the name of Rav Shmuel, Samuel, because he filled the whole earth. He filled the whole earth with obscenity, with obscenity. Nabalut, Nabalut. Everywhere he set up thrones for Elohim, other gods, Elohim Acharim, who are no more than thrones, Elohim, refuge, refuges for deities who are mere refuse. Refuse, ribald theaters, and bloody circuses. And here, Midrash note, next to bloody circuses, temples for idolatry, temples for idolatry, i.e. bloody circuses. But
Rav Huna said, Esau was called Nabal because he filled the earth with Israel's corpses. Niblat, as is said, even in Psalm 79, verses 1 to 2. O God, the dead bodies, Niblat, of thy servants have, the heathen, given to be food to the birds of the heavens. Mizmor, Ein 8, Psalm 79. Mizmor le Asaf, a psalm, a chant of Asaf. Elohim ba'u goyim, be nachlateka. Timu eta hekala kadesheka. Samu eta Yerushalayim le'yim. Natnu eta niblata evadeka. Maikala le'ofa hashemayim. O Elohim, the heathen, the goyim, are come into thine inheritance. Elohim ba'u goyim, be nachlateka. They have defiled thy holy, thy Isla temple. Timu eta hekala kadesheka. They have made Jerusalem into heaps. Samu et Yerushalayim aleim. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be food to the fowls of the heaven. Natnu et niblata evadeka ma'ikala le'of hashamayim. Rav Abba said, Esau was called Nabal because he was an ugly man. Minwal. Nevertheless, he set up images of himself even at the doorway of the harlot and at the doorways of privies and bathhouses. Accordingly, it was said to him even in Jeremiah 49 and 16. Thine image has deceived thee and the pride of thine heart. Tiafilatatika hishia otak. Zidona libeka, thy terribleness has deceived the eye. Tiafilatateka hishi otak, even the pride, Zidon, of thy heart, libeka. Tiafilatateka hishi otak, Zidona libeka. Rav Jacob said, Nabal, because there will come a time, and I will, there will come a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will make Esau's sons fall like unripe fruit, nobelet, that drop from the tree. As it is said, even in Psalm 18, verse 46, Hebraically, the sons of the stranger shall drop like unripe fruit. The sons of the stranger shall drop like unripe fruit. Bnei nekara yibol we yachregua mia misegrotehem. Or hear, the sons of the stranger fade away and come trembling out of their close places. Bnei nekara yibol we yachregua mia misegrotehem. Rav Yudan said the name of Rav Shimon Simon. Nabal is the same as a Laban. Nabal is the same as a Laban. One is an anagram of the other. Nabal, the Non Beit Lamed, and Laban, the Lamed, Beit, and Non, or the NBLLBN, a mirror image of one another. But also, even as Laban was a deceiver, so a Nabal is a deceiver. Of such men, Shlomo Selomon said, even in Proverbs 12 and 20, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Mirma bilev horshe ra'a. Deceit, mirma, is in the heart of them, bilev, that devise horshe evil, ra'a. Mirma bileva horshe ra'a. But the conclusion of the verse, it speaks of the righteous Hatzadik saying, to the counselors of peace is joy. To the counselors of peace is joy. Even here, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20. Proverbs 12:20. Ula Yoitzeya Shalom Simcha. But to the counselors of Shalom, of peace is Simcha, is joy. Mirma Beleva Horshe Ra'a. Ula Yoitzeya Shalom Simcha. To whom shall peace be given? To Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of whom it is said even in Psalm 29, Hebrew 11th verse, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Yahuwah Yibarek Etta Amo Bashalom. Jehovah he who be he be Yahuwah Yibarek will bless Yibarek Etta Amo his people Bashalom. With peace in Shalom. Yahuwah Yibarek Etta Amo Bashalom. Bashalom, 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 Bashalom.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? And call not upon the Lord. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Shall be glad, 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 shall be glad.